Welcome to the JD Show. Today, we're going to talk about something really important. Now, here's a question for you. Have you been struggling for the past 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years? Maybe look around you, people around you, been struggling financially, emotionally, and for many other aspects of their life, either it is well-being, spiritually, or, you know, different perspectives of life. But let's talk about financially. And it just surprises me how I see people been struggling for a long period of time and they don't learn like the super basics of some of the stuff that goes around. Like one of them is, which is what I'm going to cover today, is the intensity into the time frame that you invest into your business or building some sort of idea or product, okay? Intensity is what actually matters, right? You could take a time frame of, let's say, a month and bring so much intensity into it that all of a sudden you get 3, even 6 months of work actually done, right? It is either creative work or the actual effort that's been put into the work. It's like one of the questions that's been asked, okay, look, here's a target that's going to take us a year. Oh, how about asking yourself, how can I do this? How can I achieve this target in, let's say, 2 months or 1 month, right? It's just bringing the intensity into what you are doing, actually putting some real work in, okay? And that's what we did when we actually launched PE. And in fact, some of the other ideas and businesses that I've actually worked in, initially, when you launch an idea, launch a product, or even if you're working on a deal, you're gonna bring so much intensity into it that people can actually feel that. Like literally, people around you start to feel that enthusiasm. They are able to feel the effort that you're bringing in. They're able to feel the value. I'm insisting on feeling the value that you bring on the table. And like I said, I see a lot of people, they just don't bring enough intensity into the time frame that they've been given, right? I'll give you an example, okay? I remember when I launched PEN, and initially when I did my first event, like just no one turned up. And I came back home, I literally was in tears, but at the same time, I made a plan and we ended up doing an event of 723 people, right? That was one of the biggest online events of the country, okay? And the only reason we were able to do an event of that caliber was because we brought so much intensity into the time frame that I actually gave myself to be able to do an event like that. And that's actually helped us kind of build PEN to a network of 100,000 people. In fact, let me share with you something that many people don't know, that we were actually a network of over 500,000 people. We ended up losing one of the biggest Facebook groups that we had but about a year and a half ago now, which had 450,000 people in it. Facebook suspended, we appealed, we did everything, we never got that Facebook group back, but it was a 450,000 people group that we built. And at the same time, so now we are still one of the largest networks in the country, just because purely there's so much intensity that's brought into the business that we are doing at the moment. And it's likewise, a lot of people don't actually, when I say intensity, I'm talking about the overall effort that a business really requires. I'll give you an example. It's a question I was asked a couple of months ago in an event where, a girl asked me like, okay, you know, what's the purpose of doing an event, doing an event and being the host when the whole networking doesn't quite work? And I said to her, I said, if you need money, who would you go to? You're just going to go someone within your network. If you need deals, who would you go to? Someone within your network. If you need some sort of idea, right? You're going to learn it from the books or you're going to learn it from people. You're going to still need a network to be able to really build a business in the first place. And again, like I said, the intensity is not there. So people don't actually put enough effort into really doing their events on a regular basis. Just so important. Even if you don't do your events, make sure that you are doing effective networking. It's something that I shared this morning, right? One idea, one contact, and one deal can massively change your life forever. And I can give you lots and lots of examples in my own personal life. In fact, one of the deals that we did when we initially started PEN was a £14 million funding deal. That kind of gave us a really good momentum to be able to build PEN at the back of that. But it only happened just because we were networking effectively. We were bringing so much, like I said, intensity into what we were doing. really putting in the work. Like at a point, we were bringing 200 people into our WhatsApp groups. There was so much happening. There was events happening on a regular basis. There were other people doing our events as well. There was a lot happening at one point. Even right now, there's so much intensity at the back of PEN that not a lot of people tend to see. What they do see is the front end, some of the services, some of the value that we bring, but it does take a lot of effort to be able to, you know, just bring this podcast or, for example, create these videos or, create this content. And at the back of that, do the operations and deliver, deliver the service and so on and so forth. All this all this actually really requires so much intensity. And unless you really put the work in, and not just, like I said, the effort and the time, it also requires creativity. A lot of creativity goes into all of this. Again, I just wanted to come and share this with everyone because I just observe a lot of people, they just, would work like 6-7 hours a day on their business and expect it to, scale massively and be able to do larger deals. It's just not going to happen. You do need to put intensity. You do need to do a lot of work at the back of that. You do need to start delegating a lot of work as well. I mean, at one point, we had literally, if I can remember, a team of sort of 20 plus where we were delegating a lot of stuff to other people, subcontractors, people who are working within our company, within PEN. And now we are building that team back again because we kind of cut down because of various reasons behind the scene. I was obviously managing a bunch of hotels behind the scene, which had a separate team as well. So you got to bring that intensity into what you are doing. Because if you don't do that, you're just not going to see results in the first place. And like I said, I started this session by asking, how long, have you been struggling? People around you, how long have you been struggling for? I come across many, they've been struggling for years, 5, 10. I know someone who's been struggling for 20 years and they literally don't put the intensity, effort, creativity into what they're doing to be able to bring it to a point where they start to get momentum. Momentum is what matters, because if you don't have momentum, you're just not going to get results. You got to create that momentum. It's about creating that momentum. And that only tends to happen when you really put lots and lots of work in. And I just thought I'll leave you with that thought. Have an absolutely amazing day. Wherever you're listening, make sure you subscribe. This is going on Spotify, all sorts of podcasts on YouTube. It's going everywhere. Make sure you subscribe to get amazing experiences that we will share with you. Have an amazing day.